7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh, this is what I'm talking about. Okay. Oh. We're in the dog zone today. What's that? Okay, the current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time... Who's this over here? Nobody. It's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And once again, I'm running around outdoors because it's a lovely day. It's over 15 degrees. The sun is kind of beating down on me pretty tough here, but it's very clear and it is rather still, only some slight breezes. So we have to come outside today because we're not going to be able to come outside tomorrow or the next day because it's going to get very windy and very rainy. So I thought, well, we better go down to the creek then. Yeah, we could have gone anywhere else, but the creek is so great. There's lots of people walking their dogs on the dog promenade today. I'm looking down into the ravine, looking for turkeys, looking for just about anything else. Things are turning green. The leaves on the big trees are starting to break out. Everything under 3 meters tall is getting super green. All right, let's get down in there. Let's get down into the creek. I do see some golfers golfing. Maybe we can find us some golf balls. Speaking of golf balls, as I go down this treacherous slope, I would like to remind you that, remember when I was telling you I went out and I bought the shampoo? I got some more shampoo and some conditioner. Well, on the way back from the shampoo store, I came down here. It was really windy. I came down here. It seems like I found something. But then I went down to the other end of the creek and I retrieved that red and white soccer golf ball. And I just used a stick to sort of pull it towards me. And then I managed to kneel down on the log and pull it out with my hand. Then as I jumped up onto the bank, I found... just sitting right there, a yellow and black soccer golf ball. So that was great. It was a great golf ball day. I also saw the owl. The owl was sitting right up in there. But I don't see him today. That's one of his favorite little places to sit, is on that stick right there, sticking out of that tree. Okay, looking around, I don't immediately see my owl buddy. There's a squirrel in that tree. But sometimes they're hard to spot, and you don't spot them until they move. So, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to walk up to the creek here. I'll walk up to the edge. Look down in here. Yeah, I think I found a red the other day. But, boy, there's no golf balls. I don't even see any white golf balls. Well, no, there's a white one in the water down there. Okay, what's that sound? What's that sound? Who's lurking around? Anybody lurking? Where's my lurkers? Well, I suppose we should probably actually just go down into the creek all the way. Just to make sure we don't miss anything. Because you never, ever know. All right. Oh, yeah, here's a white golf ball in the water. Don't want it. Don't want it. Down here in the creek bed. This is also sort of the annoying time of year. Oh, there's ducks upstream. Hi, ducky poo. It's a mallard. Oh, yeah, and when I came down here the other day to get the soccer ball, there's a... oh, that's not a mallard up there. That's a wood duck. There was a mallard down where I was. Okay, I just heard somebody tee off. Somebody's on the second tee. And other than a couple of white golf balls in the mud and in the water, there's nothing down here. I can hear wood ducks squeaking. Squeak, squeak, squawk. Wood ducks. They're hilarious. Okay, so, Nothing much going on down here today, except for ducks. And we might be being watched by an owl, but I don't see him. Oh, there's two baby squirrel brothers hanging out on this tree right in front of me. Ball in. Oh, and it landed in an inaccessible spot. Don't know what it was. Hopefully it wasn't anything awesome. All right, what are these squirrel brothers going to do? I'm watching squirrels. They're little babies. Oh, yep, there they go. They're starting to wrestle a little bit. We're going to have a freak out. Are we going to have a squirrel freak out? I'm listening for golf balls being knocked in. Oh, this guy's all stretchy. Oh, got to get a good stretch. Oh, now they're both looking at me. Baby squirrels have noticed me. Now they're not paying any attention at all. They're going back to doing squirrel business. Okay, well, that being the case, there's a white golf ball up there. Another ball in. Yeah, I hit some trees that didn't fall into the creek. All right, let's creep up here just a bit. Oh, there's more wood ducks down there. I can see them. They're walking away from me. And we'll step over the picnic table here. Standing next to the tree my squirrels are in. Hi. Hey, you guys. They're having fun. They're doing squirrely business. All right, white golf ball here in the water. I'm looking up onto the opposite bank as I squish through the mud. And I am looking for golf balls. I see nothing. I'm looking for owls. I see nothing. Ugh. Fresh Mati tracks in the mud right here. I'm gonna step on the Mati tracks. Okay. I'm going back up on the bank. Oh, are there any owls up here? Don't see my owl buddy. That's okay. Oh, that's okay. He's probably hanging around. Yeah, now all these idiot golfers are looking for their golf balls. Right up there on the top of the bank there. Okay, so, what to do? I feel like I need to get some more exercise because I woke up feeling tired. Well, the truth of the matter is I did go to bed a little bit too late, but I just couldn't fall asleep. It wasn't for a lack of trying. So I stayed up kind of late, and I couldn't fall asleep, and I tossed and I turned for a while. But then sometime in the wee hours, I did fall asleep really good. And I slept well. And I almost got up too late, but I didn't. It was really only about 15 minutes too late. And it's really not too late because I'm not being timed. There's no clocks. There's no nothing. So I'm thinking what? Ooh, big shadow. What was that? Somebody flew over. What do you think? Should we attempt to go downstream? It looks muddy. Let's just go for it. Let's just go for it because, like I said earlier, we're not going to have a chance to go outside for a couple days. Okay. I did the trick. I'm down in the creek bed. Now I gotta cross over, hopping on rocks into the mud flat. Here we go. One, two, ooh, and we're good. Ooh, there's Mati footprints in all the mud. So many fresh Mati prints. And there's footprints down in here too. These are my footprints from the last time that we were trying to go through the mud. Oh god, this was probably a mistake. I'm gonna go not that way. Okay, am I trapped? What am I doing here? Is this a rock I can stand on over here? Why am I just squishing around in the mud? Why is there no solid ground? Okay, here's some ground, but it's very slippery. Oh, we just gotta move. Oh, yeah, I'm splattering mud all the hell all over myself now. Okay, ooh. Found lots of fresh duck tracks. I'm now having considerable difficulty keeping my shoes on because they're sticking in the mud so badly. Okay. I've made it across to the loam. The shelf of loam. Ugh, I have kicked all kinds of mud up onto myself. Now I am dirty. I am dirty with mud. Alright, that kid knocked his golf ball into here somewhere. I'm not going to bother looking for it because I'm pretty sure I heard him say it was yellow. Ugh. We've got plenty of yellow golf balls. I've even started a new yellow golf ball jug. So, and there's already 5 golf balls in it. So we can only pick up about 17 more yellow golf balls this season. Wow. Sliding all over the place because of all the mud on my shoes. Very dangereux. Okay. I'm now up on the far bank. Ooh. And I'm working my way down into the other golf ball zones. What's this sound behind me? Oh, it's a bird in the leaves. Ooh, here's a big bee. First big bee of the year. Hi, big bee. Oh, he's buzzing around me. He's a thug. He's large. He's in charge. He's the 2,000-pound bee. I wish it was a 2,000-pound bee. Okay, I'm working my way down the marmot path here. I'm looking up onto the bank every once in a while, just because this is where we tend to find golf clubs. Note that I said golf clubs, not golf balls. I have a fairly complete set of golf balls now. The truck up on the street has disgorged its workers. Are these city workers? Hey, there's a bird. That's not the bird I'm looking for. Yeah, there's some guys up there. They're spraying for weeds or trimming something. Well, they're probably going to scare my dudes away with all the noise they're making, so... Yeah, and I can smell whatever they're spraying. Great. Because if I could smell it, that means I'm breathing it. Alright, so I've entered... Shadow over me, what was that, anything? Don't see anything. Well, it's kind of getting warm. Maybe I should bail out of here. No, not before looking for golf balls. Okay, so let's look around here. What do we got? Oh, what do we got by the big old tree? Anything? What do we got? Let's see, when I was down here the other day after buying the shampoo, I did find a bunch of white golf balls. So I put them in the cracked tree. Who has that sound over there? Not a dude. It's nice and breezy. We got cool breeze, but the sun is beating down on me. I'm starting to get a little bit warm. There's a squirrel in the tree. And I am not finding any golf balls. Let's check the cracked tree. See if anybody's been down here looking for golf. Yep. There's somebody patrolling for golf balls other than me. Because as of yesterday or 2 days ago, I had put at least half a dozen white golf balls in this tree that's falling over. It's got this big crack in it at the base. And I threw a whole bunch of white golf balls into there. And now they are gone. So, what does it mean? Does it mean that somebody was here earlier today and already found all the good golf balls? It's possible. Because I'm not finding anything. Oh, there's a white one. Over here up the bank a little bit. Broop, broop, broop. White golf ball. It's a Srixon number two. And there's a squirrely up there. Hi, squirrely. Okay. Take a look at everything from this angle. Always change your angles up. Looking for golf balls is not a lot different than looking for mushrooms. Basically, you want to get low. Check all your angles because they hide under things. All right, I'm going to put this golf ball into the cracked tree. And now we're going to get real sketchy. As if this wasn't sketchy enough. Okay. What am I doing? Are we doing this? Sure, we're doing this. Why the hell not? Why the hell not? So I'm going to perpetrate a stunt. This is about as far as we can go downstream. But if we go around this marmot den that's right here on this mound, and we go past these little trees. I thought I stepped on a golf ball, but no. Now we're at the part where we could potentially cross the creek. Potentially. And this requires stepping down into the creek, which is kind of tricky. There's ball pit balls everywhere. The first thing we do, the bank is about a meter above the surface of the water. But where's the best place to do this? Right here or right there? I hope my shoes are scraped off good enough. Because if we sort of squat down here, we can step onto this tree root. And then we can kind of do a little bit of a controlled fall. So that now I've got one leg on the log and I got one leg on the tree root. And now I'm standing on the log. Okay. Look around. I hear sounds. I hear birds picking at leaves. And this is where the red and white golf ball was. It was right up there. And I used a stick because I'm a good monkey who knows how to make and use tools. So what we're going to do is we're going to walk down the log here, almost to the end. There's a lot of bird poop on the end. Most interesting. And now that we're at the end of the log, we can now step onto this other log. So, which is kind of sketchy because it's really rotten. Ugh, I almost got poked in the face with a stick. A really rotten log wants to give away. And if it gives away, it means I'm going into the creek. So then we walk up this log, going all the way past where we went down into the creek on the other log. Then we can, oh, big B again. Then we can step onto the far bank. Okay, we're on the original bank. Sort of going down into the T1 golf ball losing zone. Are we really going to find no golf balls today? It's possible. Ooh. All right, so I've got to start looking around. And suddenly I'm filled with dread and anxiety again because I just remembered that email. Ugh. Yeah, maybe I should move the email or delete it, because once again, I got up this morning and turned on my computer, checked my email, and the only thing in my email box was the announcement of the big family gathering this summer, July 4th. All right, we still got golf balls in the hollow tree here, so nobody's found those. There's a white golf ball down there in the mud. Yeah, there's been a big announcement. We're going to have a big family reunion here in my town over the 4th of July, my favorite holiday. There's a squirrely over there. I thought it was a mati trying to be sneaky. I'm dreading this family reunion. It's just, I'm not going to be able to do it. Last time, think of what happened last time. There's no golf balls down here. Did somebody already come down here today and get all my golf balls? I think they did. Yeah, so this is a family reunion where it's mostly all one side of the family and one person from the other side of the family. Why can't we invite all the people from the other side of the family? They only live 500 miles away. They can drive here in 8 hours. And I would have fun with them. Instead of having to deal with a bunch of people who treat me like I'm some kind of hydrocephalic chimpanzee, which I do not appreciate. All right, well, there's a white golf ball in the flotsam up here in the bottleneck. All right, I'm just going to stand here for a minute. Scan the area. I'm seeing ball pit balls. I'm seeing lots of plastic bottles. Bottle caps that look like golf balls, but they're not golf balls. What else we got? We got to have something. We don't have Jack. Well, we had a really good day for going down into the creek and looking for golf balls, and we don't find any golf balls. This is the hilarious irony that entertains the golf ball gods to no end. Oh, I'm merely the plaything of both the golf ball gods and the synthesizer gods. All right, I'm climbing up the big steep slope. I'm looking out onto the first tee. There's no more golfers, nobody's lined up. I think I'm gonna head out of here. Walking through the stick zone, lots of sticks. Sometimes there's bunny rabbits up here. Not today. There's little birdies in there. Oh. Well, I'm vaguely disappointed that I didn't find any good golf balls, but that's okay. That happens. It happens sometimes. We got some great ones yesterday, or whenever day it was that I came down here when it was really windy. It was after I bought my shampoo and my fructose conditioner. which makes my hair smell nice and fruity. It smells like a delicious drink. Oh. How am I going to get out of this family reunion? The one problem with this is that not only are all the antagonists coming for certain, have already confirmed, there's one person. There's one person I would like to see, my cousin Michael, who is married and has kids, and I've never met his wife or kids. I only see my cousin about once every 20 years, because usually he's in Japan, where he lives. So, supposedly, the Japan contingent are being invited. Now, if the Japan contingent shows up, then I sort of have to go, because it'll probably be the only time in my life that I ever get to meet these people, meaning my cousin's kids. My first cousin's once removed. And my brother might come into town, see if my... You know, thing of it is, my brother's easily influenced. It's worse than I am. Anyway. But I might be able to convince my brother to convince my mother that it's probably a good idea that I do not attend this event. Because I'll just kill people and then we can cite what happened last time because I have set precedents. I'm not an idiot. So, wait, I see fresh digging right there. Now, was this being done by a dog that was walking by here, or was this a dude from the creek? Interesting. Let's walk down here and see if we can see any owls through the trees. So yeah, family reunion, and it's not the good family, it's the very, very bad people. Why is this even happening? I can tell you why it's happening. People are getting old, and so, you know, this could be the last time we see anybody, so it's like, yeah, whatever, this is not what my life is. This is not what my life is. My life is about looking for owls and golf balls, playing my synth. So I gotta be sure to book some gigs during the family reunions so I can say, sorry, I gotta work. I don't see my owl buddy anywhere. He usually likes to hang out right in here. Right in here, just not today. Maybe he's over on the golf course. Who knows? He could be anywhere. He has wings, he can travel far. Oh, speaking of wings, not sure how that reminded me, but I also bought some noodles when I was at the store the other day. I had to buy some tricolor noodles because they were just so cool. They were like angel hair. But, you know, they're three color, and I don't know what the package says because it's in Thai. I don't really read. So, maybe I should make some soup. It's kind of hot to be drinking, eating soup today, but I could. Oh, I could also tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio, but this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Where'd that owl go? Where's my buddy? I'm gonna go down there and see if he's hanging out in those trees upstream. Because I know he likes to go up there sometimes.